Yeah, so my friend Sirio, one of the world's greatest AI creative minds, just took me through Seedance V2, and it blew my mind. It blew my mind because the people that are going to understand how to use this model, and this is the world's greatest AI creative model on the planet, they are going to be able to create AI influencers, faceless accounts, original movies, literally, ads that convert, ads in any language on the planet. This is the creative AI model we have all been waiting for. In this episode, Sirio takes you through a bunch of these use cases, show you how to do it, the prompts, the tactics, everything you need to know about Seedance V2 is in this episode. And if you stick to the end, you will be a weapon for how to use Seedance V2, how to use AI video to make money, create content that gets you followers, and more. I've got one of my most creative friends on the podcast, Sirio. Sirio, by the end of this episode, what are people going to learn?
Ooh, a lot of things. First, why are all these image models, video models, and API providers so important to your business if you are starting some sort of AI app or if you're trying to solve for issues in the creative space with AI tools? We're going to talk about all the use cases. Seedance 2 is here. So we're going to try and explore all the use cases and how we can build on top of Seedance to solve particular issues and then productize around those workflows.
I love it. Yeah, there's tons of tutorials and videos about, okay, Seedance 2 is here. Look how cool this is. But this is going to be a more practical guide to actually, okay, great. How can you build a business around these models? How can you make money from these models? How can you, you know, create creative assets that are going to transform your business? So that's my hope out of this episode. And Sirio, if there's anyone who can deliver on this, it's you. So excited to get into it.
Thank you for having me, Greg. And I hope I can do my best here.
All right.
Okay. So Seedance 2 officially launched today. You can access it anywhere in all of your favorite AI tools. And something very interesting about Seedance is that it's probably the first AI model that allows for multi-input generation. So what does that mean? We usually, if you're never or if you've used AI tools, you know that you can either use first or last frames and you can generate videos based on those two inputs. But now with Seedance 2, we're able to generate videos with multiple inputs. For example, we can add up to two images, we can add up to two videos, we can add an audio file, and then what Seedance is going to do based on what we are prompting and what we're trying to achieve, it's going to combine all those inputs together give us a final video. That's something very interesting here because it allows us for way more control. And to show that, I'm going to go into my demo page. Give me a second. So this is what it actually means, right? In here, we have a video, like a green screen video. And this is AI generated, completely AI generated with Seedance, by the way. And let's suppose that I want to change. I'm a production studio. I'm creating this game and I want to put some sort of a demo on my social media or a quick video on my landing page. And I want to replace these two people with two different characters. But at the same time, I want to replace the background. Traditionally, this would take a very long time, but also it would cost a lot. And what we're doing here is that we're using the multi-input feature inside Seedance. And we're going to have our character one, our character two, and then we're going to have our background image. And since this is, again, multi-input, we're going to reference all these inputs in the prompt by tagging them. We're going to hit generate, and it's going to take about 60 seconds for our video to generate here. And again, the purpose of multi-input, as I said, is to get very creative with our editing process. Seedance 2, it's not only a video generator, it is a video editor. That's how I see it. It's almost like Nano Banana Pro, whereby the use cases are unlimited. It's not just producing an image through text, in this case, a video through text or a video through an image, but you're combining multiple inputs to produce an output that's way more complex than traditional image to video models. You can do something very similar with Kling 3. But the quality of Seedense 2, based on my testing so far, is unmatched. And we're going to see all the use cases and all the demo videos today. And I hope that you make the decision on your own. But this is the video that it generated. So this is pretty crazy. Let me try and pull up the original video input that the green screen here. This one over here is what Seedense generates. The motion control is crazy here.
Yeah.
And it's simply from a prompt. You're literally telling it to control the motion, to keep the motion of the original video exactly the same. This is all natural language.
First of all, this just like exceeded my expectations. I think this is beautiful. Two questions for you.
Yeah.
One is, from a prompt perspective, did you just manually create that prompt, or is that something that you used an LLM to optimize?
You can definitely use an LLM to optimize. I think that Claude does a phenomenal job, and it's the best by far, especially the 4.6 version, Opus 4.6. I've used GPT before, but I do think that Claude does understand prompt engineering for vision models a bit better, at least in my experience, and I could be biased. But this is the more... Something with Seedense is that the more detail you give it, the better it does. Differently from other models where you can be simple and to the point. For example, Kling 3, if you're simple, straightforward, you're not using a lot of tokens or words in your prompt, then it might do a better job. What I'm figuring out with Seedense is that you have to be highly specific if you want to get very high quality output, especially if you're doing something with that relates to preserving character identity, that relates to preserving particular motions in the video or particular transitions throughout. So I think that both work. I like to start my prompt myself, and then most of the time I will optimize it with Claude 4.6.
Cool. And before we go into the next use case, you're a stylish guy, you know, and I think one of the reasons why, you're wearing your hat says Los Angeles, you know, upside down. I feel like you always got good style. Every time I see you, you've got good style. A part of why this video crushed it was, Seedense 2.0 did a good job, but also your reference images are really on point. How were you able to find those reference images and videos, and any tips for people?
Everything starts with a very good idea, a very good source reference, source image. What is your vision? You can describe your vision, but the second that these LLMs or these models see source reference, they're able to understand your taste, and they're able to mimic that reference image into something more concrete and more tangible for you. So always focus on having a great source image, source reference that matches your idea. It's like in any traditional art. I'm also a painter. I draw, I sculpt. And for me, in order to visualize my idea, I have to have something in front of me that I can see, and I can be, hey, I'm inspired. I want to create something similar to this. And it's the same thing with LLMs. Like, think of them as humans. If they were to be like your assistants or like your friends, that's how they understand inputs. So give it a very good source reference of whatever you're trying to achieve, and then follow it with a very specific prompt.
All right, should we keep going?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to showcase a video that I did myself. This is a virtual try-on video. I recorded myself out there in Canada, in Montreal. It was like minus 30 degrees. I was wearing shorts. And I was like, oh, I wonder whether AI can put me into this outfit. So now I want AI to replace me, to actually put on this outfit and have a bear walk by.
And this would be, you know, helpful if maybe you're doing like what, like an ad? Maybe you're,
yes. If you want to replace, let's say that you have an actor, you did an e-com shoot, and you want to have the exact same motion of the model, and you just want to replace the clothes that they are wearing because you're creating this very cool transition, or just because you want a very clean style throughout your e-commerce assets. So let's see what he came up with.
It is minus 30, and I'm wondering whether AI can help me put on this outfit. Okay, how about have a bear walk by?
Look at the details. Like, look at like how when the bear walks by, and then you have all the footprint.
Can you stop it for a sec?
Yeah.
I cannot tell that your outfit is AI. Like, honestly.
Not only that, but what I'm very impressed with is that my face is the same. If I saw this video myself, right. Like, I know how to. I'm very familiar with all the AI models, open source, closed source, everything. And I can tell you which video is what. I can tell you if it's generated with Kling, if it's generated with Seedance 1.5, with WAN. But when I saw this video myself, I'm like, it looks like me. There's no distortion in the face, which is crazy. And yes, the outfit too, like it was able to match the exact, like, look at the boots, like look at the pattern of the pants over here. So if you go into our source reference,
yep,
you see how it has like all these like this specific pattern, this cut that's like dark.
Yep.
If you go into our video, it's here.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Okay. How about have a bear walk by?
Look at like the footprint. It's looking at the bear. It's tracking the bear with the eyes and the head. Like, so it understands the input very well. And mind you, the input here was very simple. Like, I didn't go into any details. I could have been way more specific. I could have actually described my outfit so that the outfit could have been more accurate. So it's phenomenal. And again, it doesn't take more than 60 seconds.
And this tool that we're in, Enhancer, you're the founder of this, right?
Yes, sir. I'm the founder of this.
So this, you can use Enhancer, not just with Seedance 2.0, right? You can use other models.
Yeah, you can use it you can use it with any model. Another cool use case is translating. For everyone that wants to build a translation app, that's going to take 30 seconds to translate. Or not only that, but also replacing the character in the frame. Take a look at this one. So we have this original video in Chinese.
这款颜值绝了.
She's showcasing the glasses.
闲脸小孩百搭.
But now your company operates in the United States and you want to showcase the same glasses. You want to have the same asset. You want to have her move exactly the same because you're A/B testing the ads and you want everything to look exactly the same, but you want the language to be different and also the model to be different because you're targeting different demographics. So here's a reference model. This is a model that we generated previously. And now we want this model to replace the woman, but also we want her to speak in English. And this is the prompt that we're using. You can stop and screenshot this. Go and use these assets. We're inside video editor. We're going to hit generate. Again, you can take your time to read the prompt. And what it's going to do is that it will replace the woman in the first video with our source image. And it's going to translate everything she's saying in Chinese from Chinese to English in a matter of seconds. So let's see how it does.
Yeah, this is really interesting. Also, just like creating ads and just creating content in like 100 languages, right?
Yeah, it's A/B testing at its finest.
Yeah. And getting higher conversion rates, just getting cheaper ads because
of that. Optimizing.
Yeah. All right.
There it is. So what do you think she said?
She said, "I love you, Sirio. Here are my new glasses."
We translated the original video from Chinese Mandarin.
This one's amazing. It's flattering and versatile. Must have.
So you see the wink? Let me go back into the reference video.
It feels like she's selling the glasses that I'm wearing back to me. And I want, it's so good. She's doing such a good job selling it. I want another pair. That's how good of a job this is doing.
Look at the wink. Look at the way that she puts her hand on her glasses. It's the exact same motion.
This one's amazing.
Look at the blur in the camera, like the focus, the motion, the focus.
This one's amazing. It's flattering and versatile. Must have.
Right.
Nailed it.
This one is very interesting. Look at this video. What we're going to do here. This video of the dog. This is an ad. Now, we have a package, right? And this is like traditional, just like 3D render. There's no branding in the package. This is meant for like evergreen. Okay. Like a template. You can buy these templates. What if we actually replace that package with this image? So what are we doing right now? Again, here's a prompt. You can screenshot this. Mm-hmm. We're replacing only the package and keeping everything the same. Generate. And you can find any 3D asset out there. You can start applying texture to all these 3D assets by combining the source reference with image references and just literally telling it to, hey, make sure that you put the texture from image number one into the 3D render video in video number two. We could do this with Nano Banana in images. Mm-hmm. And now we're doing this with Seedance 2 in videos, which is quite insane.
So that template, was that found on some like a stock video website?
That was entirely generated, but you can go into FreePick, for example. I think that they have a bunch of templates like that. I'm not quite sure if it's a video template that they have, but yep. You can take an image that is an image template. You can turn it into a video and then you can put everything together and then you can create this templated video and then you can replace the templates with your source references. Let's take a look at this. I didn't do any changes. There you go. The logo is completely consistent and understood, like the background, that it had to be yellow. Mm-hmm. Kept everything the same.
Is Seedance 2 the best video model to ever exist?
For now, yes.
Yeah, like
waiting as for Google 4. It's VO4. But by far, it is the best out there in terms of realism, in terms of motion, in terms of quality. It's only up to 720p for now. Mm-hmm. And when they release their 1080p version, it's going to be a game changer for anyone that's creating digital assets.
Cool. Do we have time for a couple more?
Yeah, we do. So I want to show you two other use cases that are very interesting that everyone would love. The first one is extending videos. You have a 3-second video, you have a 10-second video, and you want to extend it to 15 more seconds while keeping everything the same. We could not do this before. Google VO 3.1 kind of tried, but look at this. We have our 3-second video here, and we don't know what's happening next. We can recreate this entire scene. Here is the prompt. You can screenshot it. You can take a look at it. And then again, we're using our video extender feature. Hit generate. And what it's going to do is that it's going to continue the actual storyline based on what we said in the prompt while keeping everything consistent. This is use case number one of video extension. And there's a different use case for a video extension that would actually fill in the middle of the video. This is extending the last bit of the video. And there's a use case that I'm going to show you in, after we explore this one, where it's going to fill in the gap. So we have two videos, and it's going to figure out what goes in the middle, which is insane to me.
Yeah, I mean, if this could do this, this is big. Because this has been a pain point for me personally with playing with some of these models.
Like ads, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, with ads. Literally ads.
Or just traditional filmmaking doesn't have to be ads. Like, there's something that you want to have at least 3 more seconds of that video. Yeah. You cannot do that. Let's take a look at this. So it extended the video from the point where the video cut, right? You have a different scene, and it's the exact same last frame. This is use case number one of extending your videos. There's a bunch of others, but there's one last thing I want to show, which is AI influencers in lip syncing. This is the best model for you to generate AI influencers, and they can do anything you want them to do. Again, as I said, you can screenshot this prompt over here. The prompt is highly specific. This is a source image generated with Nano Banana Pro. You're going to go and use the asset. And the way that the influencers or avatars lip sync is simply you prompt it to say particular things. In the prompt, you go and say, hey, she is saying, and then you go and say, give me a second. Or she's saying, this is what I mean in, what do you call these?
Quotation.
In quotation marks. So everything inside quotation marks is what the model or the avatar will say. Very simple, natural language. You just tell it what you want it to do, and it's going to understand exactly. Now, of course, there's ways to prompt things so they look and feel more realistic, especially emotions, how to control emotions, how to prompt emotions. You do not prompt emotions by saying, hey, the character is sad or the character is happy. You have to describe the muscle movements, right? Because just saying character is sad, okay, there's not a lot of control. Like, sad how? There's thousands of ways for someone to be sad. But by describing the muscle movements, by describing the transition in emotion, transition in tone, in body language, it's able to achieve more realistic results. So this is what we're going to see here. That's why this is a very long prompt, because I'm being very specific with what they are saying, because the aim for this video is so it doesn't look AI.
Okay. Yeah.
Give me a second.
This is what I mean. The way I breathe, the way I talk, right after moving. It's all generated inside Enhancer.
It's crazy. Let me show you another one.
I have goosebumps on that one. Like, that looked real.
No, let me show you another one right here. So this is our sort of reference. Let's say that we want to generate ads, right? And we have our product, and our product has some sort of text. And again, one of the main flows for other video generators is that the text was usually wrapping or was changing as the video was generating, right? Then we have our prompt over here. Again, we're very specific with our prompt, with what they're saying, how they're saying it, how we're structuring the prompt. We're going to hit generate. And then we're going to have her talk about this product that she never tried, because this AI model does not have thoughts or does not have taste. She doesn't exist. And the product was never sent to her. So that's the beauty of AI models, because you can create a version of yourself if you want, or you can create a completely different IP, and the brand does not have to send you the actual clothes that would cost them a few bucks to actually ship them to you. And now multiply that by like thousands of AI influencers, it becomes like very costly. Now the brand can just be like, hey, can you just place this inside your image with Nano Banana Pro? It's going to keep it very consistent. Can you just generate it with Seedense too? Or maybe we can do it for you if you want. And there you go, like unlimited content, very cheap. There he goes.
Okay, quick taste test. Huh. Wait,
That's actually nice. It's not super sweet. It's really clean. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, I drink this.
Look at the text. Like, the text is quite on like spot mm-hmm. on. It's not changing.
Insane. All right, Sirio, this Seedance V2, this feels like the best creative model to ever exist. With it being so good, just walk us through quickly how to think about, like, think, you know, why would we use any other model? Are there any benefits using another model? Or as of recording this, should we just make this the default?
I think that at some point, what will happen is the same thing that it did with Nano Banana, where it became the best AI editing, image editing model. Seedance to me seems like it's the best by far. Mm-hmm. However, and the reason why it's the best by far is because you can practically, you can animate UX, UI, you can animate like logos, you can place logos within a video. You can do so many things that other models are not capable of, and you can generate like very good lip syncing. Now, of course, some others are very good at other things, maybe emotion control. Kling 3 does a very good job at that. And there's other models who are fine-tuned so that the images look way more low fidelity, like more realistic, or it doesn't look like they have like the cinematic feel. Kling 3 has a cinematic feel. You know, when you look at the video, you know that it's very good at producing cinematic videos. I'll show you an example of another video model that we fine-tuned inside Enhancer. It's called Enhancer V4. And what this model does, it's not the highest fidelity like video model. It does not produce like this crazy transitions. It just might not keep the character extremely consistent. It might not have multi input references, but it produces.
Hi guys, like, this is crazy. Like, I am not even real.
Great.
And this is Seedance version.
Probably cannot do the same thing because it has different type of color schemes that it produces, mm-hmm. kind of different depth, different ways that it treats the background, different ways that it treats the subjects. And this is a different video, a model that is fine tuned particularly for this exact use case.
For best talking head video generator.
So I would not say that Seedance 2 will replace everything that's out there, because it really depends on what you're trying to achieve with the model and how you are using the model. But I think it's going to be, for now, the default model to generate and edit videos, especially editing videos, maybe not video generator, but it's phenomenal and will be the state-of-the-art video editor out there for any use case, really.
What's the best video generator?
Well, I mean, for now, seems to be Seedance.
Right? Exactly.
So it's kind of like, it seems to be Seedance, but...
It sounds like what you're saying is like the daily driver is going to be Seedance, generation and editing. However, there are some use cases that certain models have a different look, visual look, like you were saying, Enhancer V4, yeah. Where it's like, yeah, you know, I if I'm trying to go for that look, I might just use that for like a specific use case.
And also it depends on what the user is used to. There's things that the user really likes, or the creative in this case really likes a particular model and they just want to stick with it because it's good enough for what they're doing. And maybe it's cheap. Right, maybe it's faster. Maybe they're just producing low fidelity video for social media, and they don't want to spend like $3 on a 5-second video like Google VO3, or at least VO back in the days when it was about a 3 video per 5 or 8 second clip.
Yep.
And again, people that are using generative tools are not using them just for fun. They are normally using them or monetizing through them. Like, they either have some sort of a business, maybe they're a service provider, maybe they're creative, or maybe they're building their own app. It's not that they're coming to these platforms and spending all the money without making something back. So, of course, price matters. And depending on the use case, then some models become more relevant than others.
Last question before we head out. Adobe is a $106 billion company. Not asking for financial advice, but what do you think happens to Adobe? I mean, they were the leaders in the creative suite, right? They were the go-to for everything for 20 years more. You know, is Adobe, what happens to Adobe over the next 5 years? Your best guess.
Probably Adobe might require these AI generative tools. I think would be a smart move if they do. All Enhancer competitors, not going to mention them. Maybe they acquire Enhancer. I don't know. But I still believe that Adobe is relevant, especially for creative professionals who want way more control, who actually want to edit or cut that frame, who actually want to produce like high fidelity videos that are 8K and who are more to them than simply a creative director that's just starting out with AI tools. I think that every time I produce something with AI, I still have to edit it. It will not produce the perfect output for me. Like there's still the post-production phase that happens. And I believe it will always exist. And there's always going to be a need for this. Like there's a need for digital photography, right? Yep. Because I believe that in the future, most photography is going to be prompted unless there's an event. And there's also a need for Polaroids, and there's also a need for film photography, because those things are way more technical. And while I think that AI or technology advances, still creatives need to have full control of their outputs. And I think that Adobe, what they do best is...
Yeah, I mean, basically what you're saying is like Adobe is like the place for creative professionals.
Yeah.
And these tools, VO3, Seedance 2, things like, you know, these models.
That's just the first step, right? It's simply the first step. And I believe that there's always going to be a need for there's always going to be a need for post editing. And Adobe is the app where you do the post editing. It's not the app where you initially create. Because we create videos every single day with our phones and then we go to Adobe. So we could generate videos every single day with our laptops and phones and then we go to Adobe. Even though Adobe now is trying to be the place where you create and also edit and also post-produce, which is a smart move. However, would be ideal if they focus on things that actual pro creatives really need and want, which is not necessarily... generate the content in Adobe, but is how to use Adobe tools to have an agentic feature where it just edits for you. Like focus more on the post producing than the actual production.
Totally. Makes sense to me, Syria. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm going to include links where you can follow Syria on social, links to Enhancer. And dude, thank you so much for showing us all these different use cases. This was really cool.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you.